Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Snow on the way here to the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. At least it's falling on the weekend. Boy, we had that snow come in on Thursday, and that afternoon and evening commute was a nightmare. We've had cold weather. We've had a lot of ice, and Steve Carney joins us. Hopefully he's been out on the ice catching fish. Steve, how you been?
Been great, Steve. I'm glad I'm not dealing with bad traffic up here in Lakes Country. We don't have that problem up here.
No, it sounds like you got snow on the way, though, if it's not already snowing.
Yeah, it's been snowing for a couple of days up here, and boy, we need this bad. I mean, we have, you know, a few inches on the ground, but our lakes and our sloughs and everything are so dry and so low that, you know, I'm really hoping for a lot of snow. I'm probably the only guy in Minnesota that's hoping for more snow, but, you know, we're getting around just fine. The ice is changing a little bit. You know, we still have maybe 14 inches of ice throughout northern Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, but we're starting to see things change. There's starting to be cracks and heaves that are starting to happen, and this has been going on because we're getting this roller coaster temperature. You know, it's like warm for 2 days, and then it's super cold, and then it's warm, and that really makes the ice contract and expand. And so it's just kind of a heads up out there that, you know, just because it was, you know, okay to travel last week, sometimes these things change overnight. One of the lakes I was on today, there was nothing, no problems at all a couple days ago. And this morning there were heaves by the access, and these things can happen overnight. And that's what happens when you have these roller coaster temperatures. So just be careful out there. There are people are driving vehicles a lot now on the lakes, and I really never recommend driving a vehicle on the ice ever, but, you know, there's people doing it. So I'm sticking to the snowmobile and the ATV, and, you know, getting around on that is just fine. And looks like we've got, you know, more snow coming, 2 to 4 up here, which is fine. The more snow, the better.
Yeah, we certainly do need it. A lot of areas of the state still in drought. Steve, you brought something up on the show a week ago, and I want to talk more about that. When you're out on the ice, particularly bigger bodies of water, and you're going to be out there after dark, taking advantage of plotters and GPS is huge.
Yeah, you know, I've been using that for years. I just take the chart plotter off my boat and then put it on my ATV and snowmobile and plug in the 12-volt cable, and you have great capabilities for getting to spots, you know, or open water spots. But, you know, the main thing is to have that trail feature. And you have a red line that follows your GPS path out to where you're going. And then, you know, when you're ready to come back, you can follow that exact trail back. And right now, at this time of the year, it's really critical because there's so little snow cover and there's no plowed roads. So you're kind of on your own and you're, you know, freewheeling across glare ice, basically. And, you know, you can get very disoriented. And, you know, when you have travel paths that are plowed, you can find those trails, but they don't have that this year. We don't have the snow. So it's really critical that you're able to get back on the same exact trail, especially after dark. It's really spooky after dark when there's no snow cover and glare ice. I mean, it's very easy to get lost and turned around, but just take that chart plotter off your boat and, you know, mount it to your four-wheeler, your snowmobile. I even use it in my vehicle when I rarely drive on the ice. You can just plug it into your dash, and, you know, it's awesome. I mean, I wouldn't go out without it. So, you know, a lot of people know, you know, have them on their boats and think, well, what, you know, why don't I put it in my ATV or my snowmobile or my vehicle? I mean, you already have the unit. You might as well put it to good use.
Yeah, that ice fishing season is relatively short and especially in recent years with ice conditions, etc. We know how good the early bite is. Now we get into the middle of January, head toward the end of January. In your experience, do things get more challenging, and if so, why?
Well, things change, you know, Steve. The water temperatures change, air temperatures change, the water just, you know, these fish adapt to whatever Mother Nature throws at them. I've been still on this shallow pattern. I don't know why this hasn't changed, but this morning I was in 5 feet of water over some green weeds, and we did really well this morning, and these fish are still super shallow.
Wow.
And we had a little more traffic this morning. There were a few more people out today. It was a good Saturday. It was a nice day. And so the bite wasn't as good as it has been because there was activity and noise. And, you know, when you're in 5 feet of water, you've got to be super quiet. And, I mean, you can't even move your feet. I mean, they just spook so easily. But, you know, we're getting sunlight penetration through the ice right now, and the weeds are actually growing underneath the ice. There's light penetration. There's green weeds, there's oxygen, and that's why these fish are feeding in shallow water. And if we should happen to get a really big dump of snow, 6, 7, 8, 10 inches, that'll retard that light penetration, and then they're going to move. But, you know, it's hard to say. A lot of my buddies are getting fish in 20 and 30 feet of water right now, too. So the one thing about this time of the year is there's populations of crappies and walleyes that are doing completely different things. Some are out in deep water in deep basins with muddy bottoms, and they're feeding on insects, and they're in deep water. And then there's these other fish that I've been catching in super shallow water, and there's different populations doing different things. They don't always do the same thing. There's weed fish, there's sand fish, there's deep fish, there's shallow fish, and they're just variations depending on the lake that you're on. So that's the fun part of fishing. It's really more like hunting than fishing, trying to find out, you know, what their pattern is.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be, local lakes, in the coming week?
Yeah, I'm going to keep at it, Steve. It's I see this snow coming in a couple of rough days cold-wise, but then I see this warm front coming in at the end of the week, and that's going to kick-start the bite even better. So going to stay at it, keep going, and keep going while it's still happening.
Yeah, it could be a huge weekend out there if we do get them. You know, we have the decent ice, we get some snow out there, and then we get a little warm-up. Oh, it could be a lot of folks out and about by next weekend. We'll see about that, and we'll visit with you in 1 week.
All right, sounds great, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney, and stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow with Rob Dreeslein and the Outdoor News. He's on the air Sundays between 5 and 6. A lot of great guests and tremendous information on that hour-long show. Once again, Rob Dreeslein and the Outdoor News, Sundays between 5 and 6, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.